Good evening and welcome to Focus on the Foothills. My name is Angela and my guest today is Jeff Walker. And he is the program's director with Wilkes Recovery Revolution. Am I saying that right, Jeff?
Yes, ma'am, Angela, that is correct.
Now, Jeff, in case folks don't know, because I'm not sure that I know exactly, what is the Wilkes Recovery Revolution?
Wilkes Recovery Revolution is a nonprofit that was established in 2016. Our mission is to help individuals with substance use or mental health challenges.
All right. And so I didn't realize it had been around that long. So since 2016, and that is here.
Yes, ma'am, that is correct.
So do people voluntarily come to you? Are they referred to you? How does that work?
Both. So in the beginning, we started with transitional housing, our program. So to be clear, Wilkes Recovery is a nonprofit that has several different programs umbrellaed underneath it. And so we started with a transitional house called Phases Recovery. There, people are referred. They come to us out of detox, out of treatment, and out of incarceration. That holds 20 males and 10 females in three different houses on the campus.
And is that located here locally in Wilkes?
Yes, it is. If you're familiar where North Wilkesboro Presbyterian Church is, it's right across the street. So the address of that is 506 8th Street.
Okay. And how long does that program last? Are they with you for a set amount of time or just till you feel that they're able to handle it on their own?
It's different for each individual, depending on the support when they come in. Some people have hardly any support. We recommend that each individual stays at least 90 days. Those that say 6 months to a year, success rate once they move out to independent living is a little better. So the little bit longer they stay, the better the success rate's been. They can stay, as of right now, up to 2 years for as long as they're following the structure of the program.
Oh, wow. Now, you said that there was many programs under one umbrella. So what else do you do?
Yes. So we started with Phases, and then we opened up the Revolutionary Thrift Store. It's over there off 337 Wilkesboro Boulevard in North Wilkesboro. We started the thrift store simply because we was trying to meet the need of the individuals coming into our program. And so a lot of individuals coming to our program would come with just the clothes on their back, depending on where the referral came from.
Right.
And so we reached out to community, and the community answered, right? They started giving us a lot of donations, and we had our garages filled up. And so our idea was, let's start this thrift store. And the community loves our thrift store, and the thrift store loves our community. That was kind of the second thing we opened. That was for about 3 years as a nonprofit to establish some credibility, right, that you had to show community support, and which the community answered for that as well. Some smaller state-funded grants before you can tap into the bigger federal money.
Right.
And so fortunately, we was able to do that. And in November of 2020, we opened up the R3 Recovery Center. Now, that is a walk-in center. It's located at 1907 West Park. And the R3 stands for Restore Hope, Repair Lives, and Rebuild Communities.
Wow.
And that's where the R3 comes from. So it's a walk-in center, Monday through Friday, 9 to 5. We're working on staffing for after hours. We're not quite there yet, but we're working on that. So it's open 9 to 5. It's welcome to anyone in the community that is struggling with substance use. We have peer supports. A peer support is someone with lived experience, and they're in recovery now to help guide individuals through their journey. We are now got 7 peer supports there. So what R3 is a recovery community organization. And what a recovery community organization is people with lived experience. So we have to hire people with lived experience, which is great. That, you know, I think that's the solution.
Right. I would imagine that helping with someone else's recovery helps to maintain your own.
Absolutely. One of the biggest things in recovery is being a service to others, right? And so as we have a service to others, it helps build our strength and helps our growth in our journey.
With the R3, again, is that something where they can be referred or they walk in or both?
Both, absolutely. It's open to walk-ins. We get referrals from Wilkes County Probation, Wilkes County DSS, a lot of different organizations in the community refer individuals to come to us.
Now, Jeff, if someone is listening, mm-hmm. and say they're a parent and they're thinking, okay, my son or my daughter, I think, is having issues with this, or they know that they're having issues with this, is this something they can come to you and get more information?
Absolutely. That's what we're here for. Those that do not have the lived experience, and especially speaking of parents, right, because they have done and done and done, and the person that may be using substances is burnt every bridge, right, with the parents, and they just want to give up, and so they don't know what they don't know, and so we want to be that resource. We are the ones who have done that to our own parents, of course, and lost that support. So we want to be that resource for any parent in this community to say, I don't know what else to do. Then you bring them to R3.
And that is the best way? Is there a number to call or a website, or do they just need to come by and see you there?
Both. We have a website, which is www.wilksrecoveryrevolution.com. That will navigate you through all our programs on there. Once you click on programs, you can help navigate through each program. They can call 336-818-1909, listen to the automated, and it will direct you to R3. It will direct you to phases. It will direct you to me, peer supports. And we have a crisis line for after hours that will be answered to, and it can guide you through there.
And I was sitting here thinking, and this for spouses as well, because I know some folks that their spouse is struggling with some sort of substance abuse, and so they too could reach out.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. And again, through the website or by calling or stopping by. And you're physically located. The R3 is physically located in West Park?
At 1907 West Park Drive.
Okay. So, and it right now, though, it's just 9 to 5.
At the moment, yes.
And you're hoping to get some. Now, you said the funding, you can tap in eventually to federal funds. Are you supported locally by donations in any way?
Absolutely. And for the first 3 years, that's how we was mainly supported through community donations and some main benefactors. Our main benefactor that helped get us started, he don't mind that I share, is Cam Finley. He identifies as someone in recovery. The property that the transitional house sits on was his. He has now graciously donated that property. And so he was the primary benefactor in the beginning, and we have been blessed to have many more benefactors after that to support recovery.
And what a blessing that is to have something like this in our area. I know I was talking earlier this month with someone about child abuse, and I said, you'd like to think in the year 2022 that no longer exists, and so you don't need something like our house and the child abuse prevention team. Same with this, Jeff. You like to think, okay, in the year 2022, we've advanced to the point that we don't have this issue with substance abuse, yet it is still here, and it's here locally, and folks are really struggling with things like this.
Absolutely. As the United States, the overdose rate last year, over 100,000 people lost their lives to overdose, right? And so from our organization, some of the programs that I didn't speak of, is we like to consider us a grassroots organization, right? We have wraparound services. So at R3 as well, I will want to speak on this. We have Project HOW, which is Healing Our Workforce. So we are partnered with Recovery Friendly Workplaces, Tyson, a lot of organizations, the Chamber, the town is jumping on board to work with these businesses to try to create a space of recovery friendly. The businesses, once again, are much like the parents and HR department. They don't know what they don't know and how to address the need of the substances being used in the businesses, right?
Right.
We have one of our newest programs is called Wilkes Harm Reduction, right? And so Wilkes Harm Reduction is for, and it's located at R3, it is for the population that are still using substances, right? What happens to people that use substances that they get disconnected from community?
Mm-hmm.
And so they connect with their own people, so to speak, which is other people using substances. So they get disconnected. The harm reduction gives them safe supplies to be able to stop Hep C, HIV, and then we give the life-saving drug Narcan, which is a preventative for those 100,000 overdoses that we had last year.
Right. So, again, so many different services, as you said, under one umbrella.
Yes.
Of the Wilkes Recovery Revolution. And going forward, Jeff, is there other things that you need the community to know or that they can help you with?
Absolutely. One of our newest programs as well is called Fresh Start Farm. We're very excited about that. That is located for the community at Old Optimist Park. I think the actual physical address is 705 F Street. So it's actually located behind our transitional house. And so if you go back there and look, we've definitely tried to make the Old Optimist Park beautiful. We've got a big fence that goes around it. We've got a greenhouse. We still got some things to do, but that will be a farm.
Oh, wow.
And it will feed the Wilkes Fresh Mobile Market, which we inherited from the Health Foundation,
mm-hmm.
That goes into different places in the community and sells fresh produce at a discount price.
Wow. And so this is something that you're working on right now.
Absolutely. And a lot of volunteers. We've got a lot of action on volunteers, of course, wanting to work at the farm. And so you can go on our website and fill out the volunteer thing, and we invite once that's up and rolling, which will probably be the next month, we invite any volunteers that wants to come.
All right. Jeff, again, give us the website.
www.wilksrecoveryrevolution.com.
And the R3 is located in West Park.
1907 West Park, yes, ma'am.
And is there a phone number?
Yes. Phone number is 336-818-1909. That is the Wilks Recovery phone number, and it will be automated, which can guide you to each program that you may need to speak to.
All right. Jeff, a lot of information, and I hope folks that are listening today will take advantage of this. If they are struggling themselves or know someone that is struggling, that they will reach out to you and get the help that they need. And again, you can get that right here locally, and what a blessing that is. Have we covered everything?
Absolutely. The last thing I kind of end with is I'm a native of Wilkes County, and I love this community. My actions and behaviors haven't always showed that. So it's important to me and other people like me to be a service to this community. The opposite of addiction is connection. Connection is community, and community is recovery.
Wow, that sounds good. I like that. All right, Jeff Walker, thank you so much.
Thank you, Angela.
All right, and again, it is Wilks Recovery Revolution. And go online and find out more, WilksRecoveryRevolution.com, or stop by the R3 there in West Park if you're needing help or know someone who is. And again, our thanks to Jeff Walker for sharing this information with us today. This has been Focus on the Foothills. Coming up, more music on the way next.